Satnam, everybody, July 23rd, 2013, in the middle of many, many planetary alignments, which are, so we're going to talk about that mostly today, and a lot of times we go into many different subjects, but we have the big one we've all been waiting for, the Big Bang, the Grand Sextile, which is technically, the specific lineup date is Monday the 29th of July, 2013. We're in the middle of the Mayans call this, but it's a whole period of time around this alignment. Obviously, there's this shifting happens obviously before and after the alignment, and that's what I'm feeling that I'm feeling, and everybody on the call is expressing that kind of, I don't know, draggy heaviness, a certain energy of that, crazy weather. So we're in the middle of what the Mayan calendar calls the Mir wave spell, which relates to the five sutras of the Aquarian Age, and the one that they were working with at Solstice, which is the sutra for this year, is I recognize the other person is you. Or I recognize the other person is me, however we want to say that. So that lines up, the Mir wave spell. And we're moving into, what we're moving into this time period, according to the Mayans, is I dissolve in order to beautify. So I really feel that what we've all been talking about, these aches and pains in our body, and as well as seeing what's happening in the world around us, is this dissolution of, as we've been talking about, forms. So whatever, what I'm getting that Yogi Bhajan is telling us is to, whenever we're feeling, I'm feeling this for myself, the aches and pains, is to basically he's suggesting doing healing meditation for ourselves, the Rama Dasa, but to, as we go up the chakras, to move into that feeling, like when we chant the Ra and the Ma, move into the feeling of dissolving whatever energy stuck in our bodies. So he's saying use this dissolution energy to feel that what we're experiencing in our bodies, that's the residuals of what, whether we're carrying stuff for ourselves or stuff for the planet. He's saying use a visualization of dissolving. Also, MSM and DMSO are good. So things that can help these feelings melt away. So we're kind of in a time of melting ice or melting thought forms that are stuck on the planet in ourselves. And that's what the grand sextile is showing us. We have two grand trines, one with the outer planets, so as above, so below in yoga, as we know, upper triangle, lower triangle, and one with the inner planets. So this is where the configurations of the outer and the inner planets are lining up, two grand trines are lining up to create a grand sextile. And what it does is it circles the globe, this astrological configuration on the 29th. So this is the moment where we're aligning the inner and outer planets, the inner and outer cells, and we're creating an opening, and it's the Stargate opening to accentuate the birth of the divine feminine, because these trines are in water. And we've been talking about the Cancer energy and the water energies. So it's really intense flow right now. So that's why we're talking about the dissolution and the water. And it was interesting, we talked about the water element and the lakes around where Arete lives. So it's a good time to work with the water element. So yesterday, and I was out, it was beautiful, I was out in some beautiful land, and I got to watch the moon rise, beautiful full moon that felt so close, and even have a picture of me, I'll have to post it on Facebook, of me as if I'm holding the moon. So this was a cosmic moon, the last of the seven mystic moons, which has to do with when the moon is the closest to, the full moon is the closest to the Earth that it's going to get, and it happens to fall on the full moon, then that's called a cosmic mystic moon. So that's what we had yesterday. So we're still being influenced by that. So we had the Aquarian moon into the initiation of Leo. So we're now in the sun sign of Leo. So I had people do a meditation last night. We had a group out on a friend's property outside of the city. And where people breathe, put their hands on their belly and breathe into their belly and felt what they wanted to birth onto the planet from their hearts. So we allowed the energy of the moon to totally merge with our belly so that we were birthing that which we loved onto the planet. So we can still practice this, even though technically the full moon was yesterday, for this whole period of time, especially these 10 days right now, around the, so the 29th, so it would be like from the 19th through the 29th, and then 10 days before and afterwards. So we can birth the frequencies, feel them in our bodies, and allow to breathe into the, bringing the love into our own bellies, and then as we exhale, birth that into the field, into the world. This is what's happening. This is the power of the galactic synchronization, which I said the exact time is this coming Monday night, but it's this whole time period. And we are moving into the solar system encompassing the Earth in this geometry, as I said, of a stargate. So we have the galactic synchronization. We have the whole galaxy holding the Earth. So as we know, we've been kind of in exile. We've been on the edge of the galaxy. So this is a welcoming home to feel reunited with the higher frequencies, with the whole. And that's what Aquarius is. So we have that Aquarian full moon. So Aquarius is the 11th house or community. So we're moving into this galactic reconnection. Star brothers and sisters, and the frequency. So I'm actually experiencing myself, and I'm experiencing always when I'm on these calls with you and with this, the angels, Yogi Bhajan, the star beings around us, that the star beings are actually visiting us and coming to reunite with us. So it's a good time to also ask them questions and ask for guidance. What would you suggest for this and that? And I'm getting that they want to help us clear out our aches and pains and move forward and help guide us. So just like we know when we want help from the angels, we have to ask. The same thing with the star beings. I'm hearing that they're waiting for us to ask for them to help. On July 29th, the day of the grand sextile, we have the moon. We have actually what's called, the Mayans call, according to the Mayan cosmology, a magnetic moon. And it's the blue spectral hand. So again, it's about dissolution. This is what it says. I dissolve in order to know, releasing healing. I seal the store of accomplishment with the spectral tone of liberation. And here's the punchline. I am guided by my own power doubled. So between now and the 29th and after the 29th, but especially next Monday, this is the affirmation to be working with, the blue spectral hand. So it's kind of like we've talked a lot about, and Yogi Bhajan talked about in the White Tantric Yoga course is meditating until we got into that blue pearl frequency, and that's the dimension of the ninth body, the subtle body beyond time and space. So the blue spectral hand, which is like the invisible hand of God guiding us, I dissolve in order to know these frequencies and merge with these frequencies. Releasing healing, I seal, so we hold into our auras, our being, the store of accomplishment, the spectral tone of liberation. I am guided by my own power doubled. So this is a doubly powerful time to merge with our higher selves, our guides, the lower and upper triangle, the double helix, the Star of David, the heart energy, however we want to say this. This powerful aspect comes after this full moon yesterday, and with that full moon is the last of the three super moons in a row, as I said, when the moon is the closest to the Earth. That's the cosmic super mystical moon. So we've got this grand trine going on with Venus and Pluto, which create this grand sextile, as I said, around the planet Earth. So the planets we're working with in the grand trine are Venus, Pluto, and the Moon. And so Pluto, as we know, we've talked about, is transformation, but it's transformation ruled by Scorpio, so of our deepest power, transformation of our deepest, accessing our deepest unconscious power, making it conscious during this time, power doubled, through the power of Venus, the power of beauty and of love, the supermoon. So we've got, so these are planets we're working with, and then we've got Mars conjunct Jupiter and trining Saturn and Neptune. So these are the aspects. So Mars, as we know, the god of war, conjuncting Jupiter, trining Saturn and Neptune. Neptune, our highest hopes and dreams, reclaiming our spirituality from religion, Jupiter, and replacing materialism with abundance, Saturn. So Mars shows us how we can use that energy to transform from war into peace. So we've got these two grand trines moving into this galactic alignment surrounding the Earth. So we've got what that creates is a crystalline six-sided form around the Earth with the two interlocking triangles. So this is the Stargate, which aligns us with the other planets in our solar system. And the Mayans are calling it, or the astrologers are calling it, the direct download for galactic cosmic. Again, Monday night is the time. Monday the 29th, but the direct download for galactic cosmic energy. So let's just go ahead and breathe and just feel that now, because I'm feeling that as we focus on these words, we're helping to, with our power doubled, we're helping to bring this more, what I'm seeing is into focus on the planet. Just our knowledge of this is bringing this more into focus. So breathe into that. Let's bring that into focus. Thank you. Magnetizing. Blue spectral hand. Beautiful. Good. So just hold that as we are the stabilizing force. Hold that template for this, what's called the day out of time. So beyond time and space. We call it beyond time and space. The day out of time for this grand sextile. Beautiful. So it's a good time to visualize, as we know, visualize our dreams and hopes in this day out of time. So it's like a cosmic day of grace, day out of time. And open that and hold that beautiful for the galactic synchronization, the gateway to our future as part of the galactic culture. So I personally find it quite a relief, just the thought that we're moving from the limited 3D Earth mentality, what we've called culture on the planet, to our new future of a galactic culture. Beautiful. Good. So this is an opportunity to dream our future into being, our galactic cosmic future, an opportunity to dream our future into being. It's called the Yellow Galactic Seed. So this is a time to plant seeds. I activate in order to equalize. So that's what we're activating during this period of time. Beautiful. We're activating the power of love with our highest emotions, the highest frequency of love, the divine feminine. So as we know, Yogi Bhajan tells us we're part animal, part human, and part divine. So this is a divine activation, the divine feminine, devotion, the highest spiritual love, the highest purity, to bring that back onto the planet. So we're activating this power, this divine power of love, this with this super moon, with this activation, so we can overcome the power of war. So this power of divine love becomes greater than, and so that surrounds the power of war. So the power of war literally just dissipates and gets enveloped by Mars, the power of war. I channel in order to dream. So we're literally the channels for this. This is really an important moment for us. I channel in order to dream. This is the moon energy, and it's conjunct with Chiron. Chiron's the wounded healer. So we can now heal this, what, obsession with war, culture of war, into the galactic culture of peace. And think that we're merging with, as I said, I see these starseed beings here with us now. So we're resonating. So the more that we can resonate that, they can actually work through us and with us to amplify. As I said, this is a time of power doubled. And they're saying, if we hold this during this time period, especially on Monday, that they can actually work with us to align this bigger field of galactic love and peace with this, and they're calling it the smaller field of war, which I find really a relief. They're showing me, and Yogi Bhajan saying yes, that the universal field of love out of which the whole planet is created and we're created is much, much, much bigger than the small the small belief systems, let's put it that way, of power over, struggle, competition, stealing all the money, you know, all those things that are choking the life out of planet Earth. So we're getting this alignment into the field of love. Okay, great, beautiful. They're thanking everybody for holding that so they can actually work with us. But we need to be, since we're on the Earth and they're not, and we're here as earthly humans, so to speak, as we know, they really need us to be aware of what's happening to, so they can beam it into us, and we can send it to the crystalline core of Gaia, where the Kundalini arises and comes into our body. So, of course, the dance of the Kundalini and the feeling of that electric energy in our bodies. Okay, good. I'm feeling that. Thank you, everybody. Yes, coming up from the core, so it's a good time to do your yoga on outside, looking at the water, or reach porch. I go into the backyard, I walk down to the beach. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, excellent. And what they're showing us, they're saying, we pulse in order to survive and move into that which supports life. Survive and to thrive into that which seeds life. And so that the seeds of destruction are basically, they're showing me, being dried up and just disappearing, dissolved. So we started out with the affirmation about dissolution. So so we can rise above the lower energies and hold in our frequency and our being the higher vision, the galactic vision of reuniting with our world, with the universal consciousness of peace and love. Beautiful. So just breathe into that. Nice. Nice. Good, good. Pivotal, pivotal time period. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to bring the energies onto the planet in our meditation. So right now I'm being directed to go ahead and chant with the Ma meditation to open up our heart chakras, connecting with the crystalline frequencies of the planet, the Kundalini energy, up through our bodies, and then sending that energy out. It's like the, we talked about the lightning bolt energy with these, our guides and angels and Yogi Bhajan and our starseed ET beings around us, so they can connect up with us with the frequency of Kundalini energy. So breathe that, stabilizing. If you can, put your feet on the ground, the floor, so we can feel that. Okay, here we go. Deep breathing, opening our hearts.